Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Tulip Queen Mia Andriga and Royal Court members Alexa Klein, Olivia Cunningham, Claire Brothart, and Ellison Richard join us on today's program to discuss their journey to the 89th Tulip Time celebration. This is part one of a two-part conversation.
Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio as we are getting ready for Tulip Time. It's this week, Thursday through Saturday. Thousands of people expected to converge on our beautiful community, and the weather will be perfect as we are just predicting right now, of course. That's because we're here with the Tulip Queen in Royal Court as we're catching up. Last time we talked, I think, Mia, you and I talked after your special event at Vermeer and all as a group shortly before you began this journey. So, Queen Mia, I'll start with you. What have the past 6 weeks been like, and how crazy has it been getting ready for this festival?
It has been one of the best experiences of my life. I've always looked up to the Tulip Court and known it was something super special, but I never would have imagined it's something like this. It has been so cool. I've learned so many different skills, from interview skills to public speaking skills to impromptu questions anywhere and everywhere we go in our Dutch costumes. So it's been super fun to do with this group of people, and our court moms have been amazing, and it's been so much fun to represent our town.
Well, and it has been a long journey since you were all crowned on that night in November to be a part of this experience. Alexa, I'll start with you. What have these past 6 months been like, and what's it like to be right here on the cusp of the festival?
Yes, I agree with Mia. It's been so special, and I've just enjoyed all of it. It's been like opportunities that not everyone gets, and so it's been super unique and special for us to get those. I've loved going to the Capitol and just going to civic organizations and talking to people. We get to hear about their favorite Tulip Time memories, or they'll get to share with us that they were on the Tulip Court, or maybe their daughter was on the Tulip Court. We get to hear like what their favorite float is, what their favorite food is. So it's just fun to like share our love of Pella with each other and just be able to talk about Tulip Time together.
Olivia, similar question. What has really stood out to you about this process? Because obviously it's one thing when you're there up on stage in November, you're doing your show. That's a really busy day. What's it like now to be in those places that Alexa just described?
Yeah, I'd say going into Tulip Court, like I knew it was a lot and I knew what I was getting myself into. But there's so many experiences I wasn't ready for that I'm so excited I got to do. Like just these interviews like this, being on TV, being able to be on the radio and not be too scared like maybe 2 years ago I would have been, and like getting to talk with people like Ron Rietveld just about like the history of our town. It's just very unique and special.
Well, I'm going to say you haven't been nervous anytime you've been on. We talked in California after all. So, well, and Claire and Allison, for you two, did you think you'd be using your Spanish when you got crowned in November? And what has that and other experiences been like to be able to kind of test your own skills and grow as people?
I never thought that I would be using my Spanish while wearing a Dutch costume. That's something that just was totally foreign. But to be able to do that and see how we were able to share our heritage and share something we love with people who we could connect with through using another language was so beautiful. And that was actually one of my favorite experiences we've had. I also just loved going to the schools and sharing that like passion with kids, because I remember watching The Queen in Court when I was younger and hearing about Tulip Time and seeing them step into the role. So for me to be able to share that with them is super special too.
Mm-hmm. I kind of agree with Claire, and just how unique it is that we have three Spanish immersion girls on the court this year. It's been really special, and I always hoped I'd get to use my Spanish, but going to Vermeer was definitely a great opportunity and a unique experience to be able to share our joy of Tulip Time and express why it's not only for people of Pella, but also people with different like ethnicities and races, and just why other people should come and celebrate Pella. It's been really special.
We're here at the Tulip Queen and Royal Court as we preview this week's Tulip Time Festival. Queen Mia, you know, one of the cool things about this process has been the growth each year the court makes. And again, I get to see you all in November. Many of you I've known for several years. But through these weeks in particular, and this experience in particular, what do you think you've learned the most, or what has surprised you the most about going through this process?
I would say one of the things I've learned the most is how many people in this community love living here. It's really inspiring to go and talk to different people with all different jobs, all different backgrounds, and they all have something in common, which is a huge passion for this community and kind of stepping into a role of being a public figure for this town. It's been super cool to express my love for this town and then have it reciprocated with all of their personal stories. So I'd say the biggest thing that I've grown with over the past couple months is just my love for this town.
And Alexa, again, a similar question. How do you think you've grown, especially through this process the last 6 months?
I think I've grown also with my love through Pella, but also just, like, learning, truthfully, how many, like, volunteers it takes to make, like, Tulip Time happen. Like, obviously I knew it wasn't possible without people, but, like, all the little things. It's not possible. Like, the barricades, like, even the porta potties, the speakers, the grandstands, everything. It's, like, the food stands, people working at those, people working, like, the float builders and drivers. Like, everything. It's just insane to know how many people put all the time into making Tulip Time happen, and just that we should be so grateful for them and all that they do to make Tulip Time be what it is.
And Olivia, is there anything that surprised you about this process? Anything that's like, oh, wow, this is a thing? Because, I mean, part of it is you're part ambassador, but to Alexa's point, you're kind of going behind the scenes a little bit too on so much of what happens.
Yeah. I always knew that a lot of people come from out of town to come to Pella, but I never pictured that we'd meet so many people that come from out of the state. We were just talking to a couple, I think, last week, and they are from Rhode Island, I think. Mm-hmm. And it's just so cool. And he was talking about how he was from the Netherlands and how he recognized parts of our costumes. And I think it's just really unique to see how much of an impact our festival makes outside of our state, too, as well as inside.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Claire, one of the things that has really added to the court experience over the years has been the learning piece, mm-hmm. Beyond what you would in a classroom or any of the activities you've been in. What would you say is the skill you've most appreciated learning through this process, or honing or getting better at?
There's been so many things. I mean, Mia talked about speaking. Personally, one of my favorite was our table etiquette night. That was something I never thought I would have to, like, know how to do. I never thought I'd be going to fancy meals. But it's been really fun to sit and not only be like, oh, I'm using the wrong fork, but just be like, this is proper table conversation with people. And then that really helps me be more confident, relaxed, and I'm with these group of people doing it too. It was something I never knew the Tulip Court did, and I'm really grateful I learned it.
Well, and Ellison, I mean, it's probably hard to have this long-term perspective on it now because you're still in it. We have the festival coming up this week. But is there anything in from the past 6-7 months that you think you'll remember for a long time? Not minus, of course, what you might remember from maybe the coronation ceremony, whatever it is this week. Is there anything from this experience so far that you think is going to stick with you for a long time?
I definitely think all the memories that we've made between going places and memories behind the scenes, like getting ready for our opportunities and our out adventures. But I definitely think the memories that we've made together and just getting to see all of the different works that go into Tulip Time, I think that's something I'll cherish and recognize and share that with other people.
Once again, that was Tulip Queen Mia Andringa and her royal court of Alexa Klein, Olivia Cunningham, Claire Brofart, and Ellison Ritzert. Hear more about their preview of this week's festival on Wednesday's Let's Talk Pella. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniakbrls.com and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify with podcasts to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.